90.5 WKAR and Current State. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. For many students, the sight of their school bus rolling into their neighborhood each morning conjures up a flurry of emotions, and not all of them are positive, but a new project being unveiled today in Lansing hopes to remake the image of the bus as a key part of the educational experience. Current State's Kevin Lavery is here to explain. This isn't the iconic yellow vehicle that generations of us has grown up with, is it, Kevin?
No, Mark. This is a more modern, high-tech creation. In fact, it's called the Tech Transport Bus. At the heart of this rolling science laboratory is a control center that simulates a space launch and a full-scale mission that tests a gamer's decision-making and problem-solving skills. The Tech Bus is a partnership sponsored by a number of different organizations, which we'll hear about in just a moment. I spoke with two people about the bus. Kirk Riley is the executive director of the Information Technology Empowerment Center, also called ITEC. And Sean Huberty teaches digital gaming and energy management at Lansing Community College. He's the chief designer of the bus. And first off, Kirk Riley explained to me how the whole thing got started.
Well, it's a longtime dream of ITEC and Dean Transportation both to have a mobile technology lab on the streets of Lansing. It would provide the means to educate in all kinds of different areas, and particularly in science, technology, engineering, and math. And the Tech Transport Bus is taking that kernel of an idea. Let's take a computer lab around and building it into a high-tech spaceship that will be on the streets of Lansing.
What do we know about the digital divide in our community, that gap between children and families who have access to home computers or even smartphones and those who don't?
The digital divide is as much an educational divide as it is access to technology. You see smartphones, you see tablets, you see computers everywhere, but the divide is over access to high-quality educational programs. What ITEC does is extend the school day doing engaging, fun learning opportunities like robotics and media, and making sure that at-risk students in this community have access to those kinds of opportunities.
Sean, tell me how you jumped on the bus.
Well, one of the things that I do at Lansing Community College is develop new courses. I've typically brought some innovation into the ITEC classroom as well. Kirk approached me about the bus idea, and of course, the ideas started flowing.
Kirk, what is the bus supposed to do? What kind of a need is it fulfilling in our community once it's up and rolling?
The Tech Transport Bus, or the ITEC bus, addresses the need for engaging, fun learning opportunities everywhere. So we get a lot of requests at ITEC to teach our robotics classes and so on in different parts of the community, and there's not a computer lab to use in those locations. It's two things in one. One is just simply access to parts of the community that we can't work in otherwise, but it's also a fun, engaging opportunity for kids to try out these things on something that looks like a bus on the outside but looks like a spaceship on the inside.
The bus will not really be hitting the streets and bringing its educational programs to people until the summer, until July. Why the rollout now in November?
Well, the rollout is so that we can show off the exterior of the bus, because the exterior is really cool and fun to look at. But it's also to galvanize the community behind this project. We're recognizing two very important supporters, the Ari Olds Foundation and the Pentecost Foundation, which have contributed seed money to enable the bus to kick off, to enable the interior of the bus to be transformed into the spaceship that we're describing.
Who are all the partners involved in making the Tech Transport Bus a reality?
Dean Transportation and Lansing Community College are at the heart of the project. Dean has a dream of providing technology accessibility in this community, and this bus will give that means. Lansing Community College is assisting with the design of the Tech Transport Bus, especially the spaceship. But there are any number of other partners. Michigan State University, longtime supporter of ITEC. A lot of private companies within this community see the importance of ITEC's mission. Jackson National Life, Capital National Bank, Michigan State University Federal Credit Union, DART Foundation, the Community Foundation, all coming together to support the idea that we need to provide this kind of educational enrichment in our community.
Obviously, we're not sitting inside the bus right now. Sean, can you take us on a bit of an audio tour, theater of the mind here, and explain what's inside?
Okay, well, first, I'd like to present some imagery to you. If you recall the bridge on the Starship Enterprise, this would be somewhat influenced by that. So you've got a bunch of buttons everywhere, some computer screens, and you've got a crew of people hard at work keeping that ship going. This is an experience that's set up to be an exercise in teamwork, an exercise in leadership. And along the way, some of these kids are going to figure out that the project that they're working on at their workstation has something to do with other projects going on in other workstations near them, and that very soon they're going to have to collaborate with those people to get their project finished.
We're talking with Kirk Riley, the executive director of iTech, the Information Technology Empowerment Center, also with Sean Huberty, who is a professor of digital gaming and energy management at Lansing Community College, and they are among a group of partners in a project to bring a rolling science lab called the Tech Transport Bus to Lansing area residents next summer. Sean, the bus has three modes of operation, so I'm assuming that the bus is not just meant to appeal to young students. What are some of the other onboard features or programs that maybe are designed to reach out to other people out there?
Yeah, sure. The bus is going to be outfitted with, of course, a whole bunch of computers and other technology. For instance, a 3D printer, a bunch of robotics equipment, some electronics equipment, and a whole bunch of science testing equipment, data loggers, chemistry sets, things like that. So there'll be just a ton of uses, not just for children, but children of all ages.
Kirk, has this ever been done before in the United States? Any kind of a traveling IT platform that brings these opportunities to people where they are?
There are technology buses like this, but it's not of this type that is the combination of this space flight opportunity for kids and the sort of ordinary computer lab on wheels. We've not seen this type of opportunity, this type of bus built. To add to Sean's comments, we will be offering, for example, adult computer literacy programs. We will be signing up kids for who are Hope Scholars in Lansing schools, we will be registering them for Lansing Community College. So the bus will go around to high schools in the area, for example, and students can come on the bus and complete their applications. So there'll be a number of uses that are outside the spaceship, but making good use of that computer lab.
So a strong continuing education type mission as well.
Exactly.
Sean, you have a device, a toy that you brought along here. Obviously, we can't see it, but I think you're probably close enough to the microphone we can get a little sound. What do you have there?
Yeah, sure. Here, I'll make some sounds with it. That's the front claw. It's meant to grab rock samples out in space, of course. This here is the Multiplo. It's a Arduino microcontroller-based robotic system. And one of the unique things about it is that all of the parts and pieces that come with it can be 3D printed.
You know, the Europeans just landed a spacecraft on a comet a few days ago, and I'm wondering if kids in the Lansing area will remember that and be just as excited when they see this bus come July.
Yeah, we've already shown a couple of the videos to a few of the students. We've actually have some iTech students who are doing some voice acting for us. So they get to see firsthand what we're up to, and they are very, very excited.
Kirk, how will this bus reach its intended audience, its customers? Will there be scheduled announced visits to neighborhoods? Can they make an appointment to be on the bus? How will all that work logistically?
We will work right with the schools. A lot of our programs will be offered after school in Lansing School District and in surrounding districts. But exactly as you described, organizations can make appointments, neighborhood organizations, our partners like the YMCA and the library and so on can make scheduled times for the bus to come by and the programs to be operated there. We will drive the bus. The bus will be on the streets of the community, and people who see it, they will have the opportunity to contact us and have the bus come out and do programs for them.
What type of long-term outcomes, Kirk, do you envision for this? Certainly, this is not just about getting your hands on technology, but as we alluded to before, a lot of this is about problem-solving skills, decision-making skills, things that have nothing to do with computers or IT.
Exactly. The long-term outcome is kids understanding that there are opportunities in science to explore, to discover, to design new things, that with iTech they can dig deep. They can go into a platform like this, learn new things, And then those skills, the knowledge that they've learned about programming, but the skills that they've developed, problem-solving skills as you describe, are useful all throughout their academic program, and they're useful in their careers. So the long-term objective is giving them an opportunity to express their imagination on the iTech bus and then use those skills that they develop in that experience in their academics and in their careers.
So, Sean, what happens between now and next July? We've got about 8 months before this thing hits the streets.
Yeah, well, I have a team of highly skilled developers who are working with me to develop content for the bus, and we've got a pretty good plan laid out for the interior, which we'll also be showing off on Tuesday.
Kirk Riley is the executive director of iTech, the Information Technology Empowerment Center, and Sean Hubberty is a professor of digital gaming and energy management at Lansing Community College. We've been talking about the debut of the Tech Transport Bus coming soon to a street near you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Labor.
Every day I get the cue. Bus, magic bus, get on the bus, it takes me to